Sukkah Perk Aleph Mishnah Hey. Chavili Kash v'chavili Eitzim v'chavili Zrodim. Bundles of straw or wood or Zrodim. Those are a type of reeds, Rav explains, that when they're moist, they would feed them to animals, and when they're dried out, they would use them to fuel fire. Eimisakchin bohen. You cannot use these as chach. Now, these things technically are kashal eschach. They grow from the ground, and they're not makabel tumah. But these bundles, the Rav explains, since they're tied up, they're pasul for schach. And Tosis says that this pasul is even b'diyeved midrabanan. The reason that it's pasul is because sometimes a person would come from the outside with a bundle on his back, and he would just leave it on the sukkah to dry out because it's wet from the rain or whatever it's wet from. And then he'd change his mind. Afterwards, he goes, oh, you know, it's sukkahs, so let's just leave it there for sukkahs. Now, that would be a psul even midiraisa. And the reason that is because we know the Torah says, tasalecha, but you have to make the sukkah, not that it should be made by itself. And you didn't put the schach down there, l'shem sukkah. Now, even though we said before there's machlekes, whether or not you need the sukkahs put there, l'shma. We had a machlekes beisil beishamai. Beisil said that you don't need that a sukkah yoshen, that an older sukkah means, in the way the Ran explained there, that you didn't have to have kavana, that it's l'shem sukkah, that it's also okay, even though you didn't need kavana l'shem sukkah, that's the gabi, the mitzvah of sukkah. You didn't have kavana for the mitzvah of sukkah. But you always have to have kavana when you place it there, that it's there for shade, that its function is of a sukkah. And if a guy would put a bundle of wood, not to put it there as a temporary roof for shade, but he puts it there because he wants the wood to dry out, according to everybody, that's going to be pasul midiraisa. V'chulon shetiron ksheres. In all these cases, that if you would untie them, then it would be kosher. So what we're saying is that even if a person doesn't have kavana when he puts them down to dry out, rather he has the proper kavana, he wants to make it for a sukkah, still the Mishnah says it's no good, ein mesachin behen, because of the fear of what may happen. V'chulon she'atirin kasheris. However, if a person had the right kavanas when he put down the schach, it doesn't have to be l'shem the mitzvah of sukkah, he stam has kavana even for that, obviously, or stam that it should be for schach, for shade, and then he unties it, it's kosher. And Tiferes Yisrael explains that in this case, though, he doesn't need to move them around. There's no problem of tasav lo manasa. You don't need to do a new action to it. You could just leave it there like that. Just untie it. Because you didn't leave it there to dry out. However, obviously, if the guy left it there just to dry out, then he would obviously also have to move each and every one of them. V'chulin ksheris l'dfanos. But all these are kosher for walls. There's no din of tasa v'loy mina asoy. So when the Torah says tasa l'cha migarncha, it's going on the schach, not on the walls. Walls you can make out of anything. And what is interesting, Reb Kiveger brings the Baal Me'or, who brings the Yerushalmi, that we do also find the Loshon of Sukkahs by the walls, by the Mishkan. The Torah says, V'sakosa al ha'aron, es ha'parochas. The parochas has a Loshon of Sukkah on it. And the parochas, it's a wall that's makabel tumah. You see, like a raya, that when it comes to the walls of Sukkah, which also could be called the Sukkah, according to the Yerushalmi, the walls part, like the parochas, that is a davar mekabel tumah, and yet that's still called the sukkah. So therefore, the walls of our sukkahs can be from anything, even something that's mekabel tumah. But when it comes to the schach, the roof, that has to dafka be something that's not mekabel tumah. Like the pasuk says, migarnucha, mikvecha, the psolus of that's not mekabel tumah.